We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. And we've been watching the baseball games all night. Yankees up 6-2 on the A's. Dodgers 4-0 on the Padres. Diamondbacks 8-7 now all of a sudden. Two outs, runner at first. So they've scored all these runs in the ninth inning. They got a Galvis grounded into fielder's choice. Williams scored. Harper doubled to deep right center. Galvis scored and Knapp as well. That made it 8-5. And then Gregorius single to right. Harper scored and Realmuto scored 8-7. There's two outs, runner at first, and they're down a run, 8-7 to the D-backs. They were down 8-2. Mariners lead with Kikuchi, 1-0 on the Royals in the bottom of the third in Seattle. They've been playing great ball. Pirates beat the Cardinals 11-7, Red Sox 12-2 over the Twins. Dahlbeck had 7 RBIs, Orioles 13-1 over the Angels. Reds 5-1 over the Brewers. White Sox 10-7 over the Jays. Giants 3-2 over the Mets. They lose again, the Mets. Can you imagine the humanity of it all?
So they finished that 13-game stretch against the Giants and the Dodgers, and they went 2-11.
Jesus.
2-11.
We talked about that. We literally said, I don't even remember, but I think we did say
we said
potential,
you know,
for them.
Yeah, we thought 3-10. Yeah, and we thought that even if they went 5-8, I mean, maybe they could keep themselves afloat, because I thought that 6-7 was going to be very tough for them to do. I mean, 2-11. Jeez, what an awful job.
I mean, isn't that the death of you?
Yes, they're finished. But guess what Alonso did after the game again tonight? These next 5 weeks are the most important games of the year, like Pete. And he's the only one playing well, by the way. He hit a bomb tonight. I mean, once again, Alonso hit a huge homer. But, like, he's the only guy playing. So I know Pete wants to stand up there and give you the rah-rah. I'm sure we'll play some of it maybe tomorrow on Coast to Coast. But, like, honestly, bro, like, it's like the ship has sailed. Season's over. That's it.
It really is. And then does Cohen fire Rojas immediately because he never hired him?
No doubt. I mean, that guy's finished. He's got no shot.
Who in the world would they bring in to be the manager of the Mets?
I couldn't even tell you. With the Mets, you have no idea. I mean, look at the last few guys they've pulled out of nowhere. I mean, Mickey Callaway
wasn't he?
Louis Rojas.
Didn't Mickey Callaway get busted for being a perv?
Yes. So
that's awesome. That's the best hire they made. Remember who was the guy Van Wagenen hired? Mickey Callaway, and the guy was he was trying to sleep with every chick he met, allegedly.
What a just brutal, absolutely brutal.
Well,
and then
you got the owner
tweeting during the game again tonight, too. You know, let's win this one. Come on. You know, just please. The fans have gotten sick of that quick, too. The owner tweeting.
We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM Mightier 1090 Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Farrell on the bench. So, do you really have a problem with the guy hitting on every chick he meets?
What are you talking about? You talking about Mickey?
Yeah.
I mean, look, he clearly was doing some inappropriate stuff at the ballpark. I mean, he clearly was.
Okay, fair enough. That is bad. That is terrible. That is awful. That is heinous. That is what got him fired. But do you have a problem with him hitting on every chick he meets? It's one thing to take it to the next level.
He's clearly he's a creeper, but, like, I mean, you know, I guess he's looking for action. I you know, if that's clearly his angle, he's looking for it from everything that walks. I mean, nonstop action.
What about Andrew Cuomo,
the disgraced former, the disgraced ex-governor. Well, you know what his defense was. You know, well, I wasn't really doing. This guy stinks too. This guy's been their best pitcher for 2 months. He's got the bases loaded here. He just walked in a run. It's 6-3 now out in Oakland. Jameson shots at Tyone in a lot of trouble here. Out at the Oakland
Alameda. They just sent somebody. Oh, they just got the phone call down in the bullpen. They just got the call to get on the mound, start pitching.
I hope the phone works in that place. Did somebody actually pick up on the other end? I mean, you never know in there.
The place is a dump.
Oh.
Can you imagine playing there as a player and like it's that old and decrepit and disgusting and even the locker room's pathetic and cheesy and they got cold water and just it's not a major league park. It's just it's like how old is that park? 40, 50 years old? It's unbelievable. I mean, it's been around forever. Do you realize how long that ballpark's been there? I mean, didn't Reggie Jackson used to play in that park? I mean, he did. It's Pharrell on a bench. He's got to get Andrus here. 0-2 count, bases loaded, two outs, 6-3 Yankees. Jameson shots at Tyone, trying to get out of the bases loaded jam that he put himself in, throwing his 78th pitch in the bottom of the fourth. Oh, base hit, two runs score at 6-5. Iota. Oh, my God, they were up 6-0.
Things just never go well out at this place. It's amazing.
He was 0-2 on this guy. Now they're going to yank him. That's it. He's done in the fourth inning. He couldn't even get out of the fourth. Let him come right back in the game. Gives up 5 runs. Unbelievable, this guy. He had a bad night, if you ask me.
Sure did.
God. 6-0 they led. Is that right?
That is correct.
You got to be kidding me, dude.
So he gave up two
start by you.
Two solo homers last inning, and then this whole mess this inning.
They're like patting him on his back and ass. Like, are you
kidding
me?
Good job. Like,
bro,
yeah, good job.
Get out.
You blew a 6-0 lead, loser.
Yeah. Yeah, go back to the hotel and order cold food from room service.
Start walking to Anaheim when you pitch again on Tuesday. Get out of here.
Are you kidding me that they're going to have problems again in Oakland? I mean, you got to be kidding me. They always play horrible in Oakland and Seattle and Anaheim.
It's just the way that it goes. Whenever the Yankees come out west, bad things happen. Now, look, they're still up 6-5 in this game. There could be still more runs to be scored here. You never know. There's a long way to go in this game, but blowing a 6-0 lead early, it's just typical of what happens to them out there. And this is their one trip of the year that's, no matter how good or bad they're playing, is a problem. Oakland and Anaheim, 7 games. Tough stretch for them.
I think I'm going to have to break open this gigantic muzzle of Chelios wine and chug it down because they're blowing the 6-0 lead.
You probably don't want to do that. That's probably not where you want to go. I mean, you could find something.
Good idea for me.
If you're going to go come out of retirement, you might as well have a better reason than the Yankees blowing a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, to come out of retirement. My second comeback.
Yeah.
I still have been trying to figure out this Reggie Bush, a Wendy's commercial. Why is there some kind of fascination with Reggie Bush?
Everybody loves him. Everybody loves him. It's amazing.
He never gave back his Heisman.
He's like their main guy too on that the Fox College Football pregame show now. Like he's like the star guy on the panel.
That must be the reason he got the Wendy's commercial.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was doing that. I didn't.
Yeah, he's like not still not recognized by USC, or he still isn't recognized by the Heisman. The Downtown Athletic Club has shunned him.
Right.
You know, he just can't get a stake in there anymore. Just awful.
They said they'd give it back to him if the NCAA allowed it.
Took off his right. Has to take away the sanctions that they put on him.
So what do you think of that? The chick, Rachel Nichols, she lost her job. I mean, I don't wish that on anybody. I really don't. But how dirty was that whole thing? Like with, what's her name, Maria Taylor or whatever? Like the whole, it all started with a phone call that was hot, mic'd.
Yeah.
I guess it was, her talking bad about her.
Somebody recorded it.
Well, so they recorded it and she said, in not so many words, don't bring me into your terrible record of diversity.
Yeah.
By giving the black chick my job. That's in not so many words exactly what she said.
That would be the paraphrased version of it, yes.
Well, I mean, I've read it 15 times. That's what she said. And so the reality is then they suspended her. Or they took her off the finals, sideline and jump. She wasn't doing anything. Or sideline and pregame, right, for the finals.
Right.
She was still doing the jump every day.
They had to have a big meeting and make sure that everybody was okay with her being on the show. And did a big meeting about that.
Oh, I didn't know that. So she had a big meeting with all the brothers that work on that show to see if they were okay with what she had said about Maria?
Allegedly, yes.
Okay, well, I guess no one was satisfied with the way they handled it because they fired her. Like, after all that, Maria Taylor left ESPN and went to NBC for the Olympics, and obviously she's not going back to ESPN.
No.
I don't think she went to NBC as a loner, and then she comes back. She went to NBC permanently. And then you would have thought that it would have been over, right? That she would have moved on and that Rachel would go back to doing the jump and doing the sideline, primetime games and weekend games. And instead they fired her. You can't tell me you weren't surprised about that. Like, are you serious that they, like, fired her from everything? How amazing is it that they fired her? Let me just throw this at you. They fired her. But they kept Max Kellerman when they're taking him off First Take because Stephen A. Smith thinks he sucks. That's exactly why they're doing that. And they're talking about replacing him with Magic Johnson. And then they moved that guy, Max, to Morning Drive on radio, on the national radio network. That, I mean, let's face facts, nobody listens to. And then... They kept him doing his boxing show. So they took him off the show because he was getting bent over by Smith on that show on a daily basis. Just, it's so bad that, like, it's not even, you can't even watch it because the one guy just absolutely bends him over and spanks him and calls him Charlie. He owns him on everything. He couldn't win an argument against that guy to save his ass. So they finally got sick and tired of it. I think Smith did. And he said to him, this guy just sucks. And that's all there is to it. So they listened to him and got rid of him. But they moved him to other jobs because I guess they owe him so much money. But that chick had that incident happen to her, which is self-inflicted. But they fired her from everything.
Well,
and they got rid of her. Explain that to me.
I don't think she's fired. She still technically works for ESPN. They've taken her off of all NBA programming. So they've canceled her show that she was on, and she's not going to be doing the NBA sidelines. Technically, ESPN has not, quote-unquote, fired her. She still has over a year left on her contract or whatever the deal is. Now, I don't know if they're going to put her on any programming. They might just put her in the cupboard and say, we'll pay you to just not work. But I don't think she's technically been, quote-unquote, fired by them. Her show has been canceled.
Is that where they put them in a cupboard?
put her in the cupboard and just say, just you're you know, we're just not using.
I know.
We don't need you right now.
No, but I think it'd be really funny, actually, because I know that's just putting her at bay and paying her and putting her in a room no one can find her. But I think it would be better if the story actually, if they did it, you know, they do all those funny commercials. Yeah. I think it'd be great if they did a funny commercial and they had Rachel in a cupboard. And then, like, someone went in to get the sugar and there she was. Yeah. I think that would be kick ass. I really do. Hey, Carver, how can you grab some sugar for us? It's Pharrell on the bench. Yankees lead the A's after blowing a 6-0 lead. Jameson Shots of Tyone lit up for 5 runs, blowing the lead. But Aaron Judge is up, 1 out, top of the 5th in Oakland. Huge developments, though, on the homestead. As Carver High for the 2nd straight year with the curveball, wiffle ball, swing and a miss on Cousin Sean's bachelor party. Now, is this not like 2 years in a row it got canceled because of COVID?
Correct. It was originally supposed to be last year, Labor Day weekend. Obviously, last year, nobody was going anywhere, you know, throughout the year. We knew that was happening. So it was, everything was for his wedding and bachelor party was moved back a full year. So Labor Day weekend, of course, was supposed to be the makeup date, the rainout date. And unfortunately, over the last 6 weeks, Miami has, and Florida in general, I guess you could say, has become, you want to say, the epicenter of COVID in the United States. I guess we could kind of say that if you look at some of the numbers. So we had one guy bail out, and then another guy, unfortunately, had to bail out. Another guy got COVID the other day before we even left. So the decision has been made earlier this afternoon that, unfortunately, the Cousin Sean bachelor party for the 2nd September in a row is going to have to be postponed. So we are shutting it down. We are shutter down for next week.
So what happens now? Like, they're just not having a bachelor party at
no.
all?
No. Is he still? Yeah, we're going to listen, like I told him, whether it's next weekend or whether it's in the spring after he's already married, you're still going to have the same weekend that you want to have, and you want to have it with all the people being there and nobody having to be nervous about bringing anything home to their kids, things like that. So it looks like spring. Whether he's married or, you know, clearly he is. He's getting married in December. It's just going to have to be a post-wedding bachelor party for Cousin Sean.
So when is he getting married?
First weekend in December in New Orleans.
Oh, so now how's that going to go? It's a destination wedding in New Orleans. Are you guys going to make it there?
As of right now, yes. As of now, yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, I'd hate to see that also get hammered on him for the 2nd year in a row. I'd hate to see that.
So he was supposed to get married in the COVID year, and that didn't happen either. Pushed it back a year, and it's still on, but it's tenuous at best.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it's still 3 months, 3+ months away. There's been, as of now, that's a go.
And then you're going to that. You're going down to Bourbon Street to party, Carver High?
Yes, that's the first weekend in December.
Wow.
But next week is now away. No Miami next week.
And the dates of that were going to be, was it going to be like, was it a Thursday, Friday before Labor Day? Or was it Labor Day and the days after?
We were supposed to leave a week from today. In the morning, Thursday morning, get there, leave Sunday afternoon.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday party.
Yes.
And you were going to what, South Beach?
Correct. Collins Avenue, the whole deal.
You were going to have the Carver High Huddersfield Town sunburn rocking.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, so, something of that nature, you know. And look, I don't got too many of these left in the holster, you know. I mean, I've obviously done a bunch of these in my life. I'm 41 now. This was kind of I probably only got one or two left in me that I can really give it all, because you got to give it all in these things. You can't go and half-ass it. You have to be all in. So I've got myself now an extra maybe 8 or 9 months to rev it back up and get ready to go.
Wow. So like you think, oh, so what you're saying is that like eventually all your friends are married off and there's not going to be many more chances to go to
right.
bachelor
well,
parties because you're well,
yeah, no, that's it. Everybody has kind of had one or been married. You know, it's down to Cousin Sean and maybe one or two other guys that I would actually make the commitment to go somewhere for a bachelor party. That's it.
I see. Yeah, my buddy's getting married too. In, I think, January or maybe, yeah, I think it's January 9th. He's getting married right after New Year's. It's my boy, you know, Vinny Fuego.
Oh, Fuego, yes. Yes.
He's getting married. I'm going to that wedding. I'm just, no offense to him at all, because, you know, I'm a D. I'm not really interested in being in another wedding. I've been in enough weddings now to save my life. I was in Mafia's wedding with an S.
Yeah.
I've been in both of those. I can't take any more of it. I'm too old. I've been to too many.
Well, sweet.
I've been to so many weddings. I want to kill myself. I don't want to go to more weddings. I can handle going to a wedding and going to the reception and partying. I don't want to be in the wedding.
No, yeah, I hear that.
Responsibilities.
And as I've told you in the past, for Cousin Sean's wedding, I'm actually the officiant. I am the one marrying him.
You're the one marrying him, so you have a huge role.
I'm the priest, or whatever you want to call it.
You're the minister.
Correct.
Preacher, Carver High.
Yes, yes.
So, that would have been funny. I would like to see.
I mean, that's still happening in December. I mean, that's still a go.
And then, how are you doing it? Do you got like a plan? Do you got like an Irish plan? Is that the?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's kind of an outline, and you know, a guidebook. There is a guidebook, actually. When I got my certificate, they send you a guidebook. You know, you take like an online class, and they let you marry people just out of nowhere.
Oh,
so you had to do that. Anybody could do it. Yeah. Because you got to remember, it was supposed to be last year. It was supposed to be last December. Now it's this December. So.
Oh.
I just got to file some paperwork in the state of Louisiana, and then I'm good to go because that's where the wedding is.
Yeah. So I remember, I think Mafia's wedding or something. Because of I don't even remember the COVID or work or something. I think I worked and didn't go to the reception dinner or something, you know, the practice dinner.
Right.
I think it was the night before the wedding or whatever. Isn't that what they do? What do they call it? Rehearsal dinner.
Rehearsal dinner.
I did not go to that. And I think that they were very upset with me. And I was very comfortable with my decision. I did the show. And
right.
I worked. And I don't need to go to a rehearsal to sit in the pew and do nothing. I was like the last guy on the totem pole in the wedding, right? I was like the, you know, what do they call them? Groomsmen. And I walked some chick down the aisle. That was it. That was all I did the entire time. Oh, and I took pictures at the rehearsal or at the reception. I took all the pictures with the group. That was my job. So I'm not interested. And I was glad to do it. I did it. I didn't cause a stink. I did what I had to do the day of. That was it. I didn't think he thought I would show up for the wedding or the day of on time and, like, you know, do the right things that I had to do to be there. And I did everything I was supposed to do. I just didn't go to the rehearsal dinner. And I think the rehearsal dinners for, that's for, you know, the families and everybody. I don't do all that. I don't do all that.
I'm going to be in New Orleans for that.
Listen, those things are so soft. I can't even tell you. I have no time for that, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm too hardcore to go to some practice session, like, you know, a walkthrough. What is this? The walkthrough before the game tomorrow? I got to do a walkthrough. The Steelers got a walkthrough before their game with the Panthers. I think they're playing tomorrow, right? The Friday.
I think they are. Yes. We got four games tomorrow night, I think. Or Friday night NFL preseason games.
We do. It's the Steelers.
Real barn burner between the Jets and the Eagles at MetLife tomorrow night.
All right. Let me ask you this question about that game. So we had Adam Kaplan on Coast to Coast, and he told us, and my buddy went to the practice as well in lovely Florham Park. So we have two witnesses that were there, and they both said that the Eagles dominated the Jets all day. At the line of scrimmage, both lines of scrimmage just beat them into submission. They said that Zach Wilson was throwing balls in the ground because they were going to kill him. So he just kept throwing the ball in the ground. He had no time to breathe. He was getting, the Eagles were getting through that Jets offensive line like butter, and they were owning them. I mean, destroying them all day long. I had a guy that has nothing to do with sports, was there with his son because they're Jets fans. He said they are pathetic, and the Eagles just went right through them.
I believe
slicing and dicing through them. So, do you think the Eagles cover the 5.5? We'll come back and get Carver High's opinion on the bench. All right, Pharrell on the bench with Carver High. Got to tell you about Circa Millions 3. And Circa Survivor, the greatest football contest in the world, no doubt about it. Here's the deal. I'm not kidding. You get into Circa Millions 3, 5 picks against the spread each week, 1 point for a correct hit, 0.5 for a push, 3 entries per person, so you can get 1,000 a crack. It'd be 3,000 if you did 3 entries. 1 million top guaranteed prize if you win it. 4 million in total prizes, quarterly payouts, no rake, 100% payback of prize pool to the players. So the players get all the money, not the hizzy, not the house. And then Circa Survivor, you can do 6 entries at 1,000 per, 6 million total guaranteed payout, 1 million undefeated bonus prize. Choose one different team to win straight up each week. You cannot pick the same team twice. Ties and canceled games are losers. Thanksgiving and Christmas each its own contest week. 20 selections for the season. Entries for holiday weeks previously selected will be eliminated. Undefeated bonus prize. Week 18, you must choose Kansas City or Tampa Bay. If you've used them previously, you lose. You can sign up in Nevada at Circa Sports counters in the Circa Casino, Golden Gate, the D, Tuscany Suites Casino, the Passawater Street Casino, on the Circa Nevada mobile app as well. You can sign up, and at Circa Kiosks. And there's more Circa kiosks than there are slot machines in downtown Las Vegas. Outside of Nevada, you can use a proxy. Sign up in Vegas, play from anywhere, 10 million in guaranteed prizes. You cannot beat the Circa Millions 3 and Circa Survivor. Check it out at circasports.com. Believe me, you want to be in this contest. If you live in Southern California, go to Vegas. Hit up Circa, hit up the D, hit up the Golden Gate, sign up, party, go home, and then play all season long. And you'll be loving life, especially if you win a bunch of money. I know Carver High's excited about it. He's very excited. So the question begs, because the Eagles pushed around the Jets for an entire day, and everybody saw it, Adam Kaplan came on Coast to Coast. He said, I'm telling you, the Eagles flat out pushed around the Jets all day long. Then my buddy goes, he said, I got to tell you, the Eagles dominated the Jets all day long. Do you believe that the Jets will cover 5.5 against the Eagles.
No. Birds tomorrow night. Fly, Eagles, fly at MetLife. Probably win the game outright. Straight up.
Even after they got beat 35-0 by the Patriots.
Doesn't matter. This is the Jets we're talking about here. The Jets stink.
Jets are awful.
Stink.
So, do you think Zach Wilson's going to have a good year?
No, I think he's going to be a bust.
Really?
I think the Jets will be looking for a new quarterback in 2 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think he's got it?
I think he's going to be a hack, and I think he's going to have a big problem in New York, especially when they're 0-5.
So when they turn on him in New York, he'll crumble.
He ain't going to be able to take it.
I actually think he's got talent, but we'll see if it comes to fruition. We'll see if he's any good, because you could have all the talent in the world. If you don't have
right.
any talent around you,
but here's the problem, and here's the thing with these guys. And you can, like you just said, all these guys have talent. When you're a quarterback that gets picked in the top 10 of the NFL draft, it's not by accident. You have the skills to be able to play at the next level. But there are things that you cannot factor in the draft process that you don't know until you get there. And a lot of times for these guys, where they're drafted, who their coach is, who their team is, what city they're in, etc., what kind of offense they're going to be running. All these things play a role in the success of the rookie second-year quarterback. It's just the way that it goes. And, we've seen too many guys crumble in that organization. I mean, seriously, there was more hype behind Sam Darnold. There was more hype behind Mark Sanchez than this kid's getting coming in. And he's coming from BYU. I don't know if he's going to be able to take this town if they get off to a 1-5 start and he's awful. That could finish him. We've seen too many guys. Some of these guys are fragile. We're going to find out what the kid's made of early on.
Did you think that Sanchez was really that bad when didn't he go to 2 title games?
He did. But, and this is the reason why it didn't last, once that team around him wasn't as good anymore, the house of cards kind of tumbled over. I actually thought he was a little bit better than people gave him credit for.
Right.
But the house of cards still fell eventually.
Do you think Chad Pennington was better than all of them?
Yes. He just had the...
Crazy,
you know. Did he have the physical skills that some of these other guys have had? No. But he just had a little bit more of the moxie. It's not just the Jets. Like, honestly, I think there could be problems for Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. And he's the number one overall pick in the draft. Why? Because it matters where you go to. When you go to a place that historically sucks, even though you're supposed to be the savior, sometimes even that can't help him. And the same thing goes with the Jets, with the Jaguars, with the Bengals. Look at last year. Did it look like Burrow was going to be great? Sure. And then what happened? The Bengals bangled, and he tore up his knee. And now he looks like half the size that he did last year. And who knows? He could be awful now. We have no idea until he gets on the field and plays.
Do you think he'll get I said today, I got this I hate to say it, but I got the sneaking suspicion he'll get injured again.
Probably will, because what did they not do? This is why the Bengals are stupid. They have a quarterback that showed last year he could play. He rips up his knee. What do you think's the most important thing that they could have did?
The line.
Find the kid some freaking protection so that he doesn't get slaughtered again. But what do they decide to do with the 6th pick? Oh, let me go and draft another wide receiver. I mean, T. Higgins was great last year as a rookie. He looks like he's going to be able to play in the league. But let's go get Ja'Marr Chase. Meanwhile, they got the kid Sewell, who then ends up falling to the Lions, who's this huge, could have been a left tackle for him, save his ass. And no, let's not do that. But that's why they're the Bengals. When you're the Bengals, when you're the Jaguars, when you're the Jets, I don't care how talented you are. When you go to those organizations, you fail. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He wasn't the first pick in the draft, but what happened? He had talent just like the rest of the guys, and he fell into a place where he's with Andy Reid, He's with Alex Smith, and he ends up falling into a perfect situation. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and suddenly Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player in the NFL right now. Why? Because of where he went. All these kids can play. Where you go sometimes makes all the difference.
So in other words, if you look at Mac Jones, it's like Romanowski said today on Coast to Coast, he couldn't believe that he landed in New England with Belichick. Even though Belichick's old, he's still coaching, and he's still, sound mind and body doing his thing, even though he's getting a little ripe. And let's face facts, that guy could flourish there like nobody's business because of the coaching around him and the types of jobs that they give players an opportunity to play in their system. It seems to always work out. You saw it for 20 years. So he might do exceedingly well. The thing is about Burrow, you wonder, because he's surrounded by basically ass. So at some point you sit there and say, and I've never been a Dalton fan per se, but let's face facts. When you look at the Bengals, In the last 10 years, it's been all Dalton, right? And he won a lot of games and went to the playoffs a lot of times and then lost every time. Marvin Lewis and Dalton went to the playoffs, they lost. But they won and they made it to the playoffs and they kept going to the playoffs and losing. The bottom line is that guy won a lot of games in Cincinnati, and I'm not sure if – I got to see it to believe it if this kid is better than him.
Right.
I know everybody thinks he is, but will he end up being better than the guy that won all those games and just couldn't win in the playoffs? Do you think that Dalton will be, when it's all said and done, like the winningest quarterback they ever had?
It's very possible. And look, here's another problem with the Burrow situation, right? Like, Zach Taylor's the head coach. Like, honestly, like, it's just... it's not going to work. What does Mac Jones have? You just said it. He's got the greatest coach in NFL history. And Josh McDaniels, one of the greatest assistants in NFL history. And honestly, like, it makes difference. You know, Sal is the coach of the Jets. It's his first time as a head coach. He don't know how to deal with a rookie quarterback. He doesn't know how to move along a rookie quarterback. Urban Meyer's got Trevor Lawrence. This is Urban Meyer's first time coaching the NFL. We're already reading the stories. He's going to try the college garbage there, and that ain't going to work. The college stuff doesn't work in the NFL. The players don't respond to it. They just don't. Now, Mac Jones will have a leg up because he's got adults in the room. As much as we like to rag on Matt Nagy, you know, Fields will have a little bit of a leg up because Nagy's now been doing it for 3 or 4 years. He's coached in the, you know, he's been a head coach, and he might be able to move him along more. Kyle Shanahan, as much as he's being an idiot with not naming the starting quarterback, Trey Lance is going to have a better chance because he's dealing with people who know how to develop quarterback. It's just different situations.
And that too.
Yeah, of course.
But I listen. As far as I'm concerned, the Jets don't have talent.
They don't, and that's why the kid's career is going to be short lived.
Well, Chase is talented. I'll give him that. But if they don't have time to block for him, it's not going to work. And I'll tell you what, I don't believe – I'm just going to believe it when I see it with Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence has got all the talent in the world, but he's on a complete landfill football team. I mean, they are garbage. Right. They have been garbage forever. All they do is lose. They suck. They don't matter. You even heard Mark tonight come on and talk about it. In Jacksonville, that they have no one.
And this is where you're going to find out. And in a situation like that is where you're going to find out if this kid is as special as everybody says he is. Because you want to know what happens when you're a kid as talented as Trevor Lawrence and you go to the NFL for the first time, you've never lost a game in your life, and you go 2-14, 2-15, whatever it's going to be now, and your team sucks and you got nothing. Some guys go in the tank and they, you know, say, man, this sucks. You know, and then they can't get through it. Some guys like Peyton Manning, Peyton Manning got his ass beat the first year in Indianapolis. I mean, he got his ass beat.
Right.
But he was able to mentally, and he had all talent. They all have talent. Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence, they can all throw the ball through a wall. It's how you respond to being on a complete ass team and being able to push through that. And some guys can't do it. And that's the difference between the good ones and the bad ones.
Speaking of ass teams, the Bills and Packers are playing on Saturday in the B-Lo. What do you think? They're laying 9.5.
I know. Well, that's because who's playing quarterback for the Packers again? Ben Kirk? I mean, who's out there? Burkhardt?
Bergenstock? It's Pharrell on a bench. It's all about the U, baby.
Sure is.
The Canes. Canes and, well, and Bama.
Since you brought up the U and you brought up Bama, I'll let you know before we get out of here tonight, breaking bench news. Tomorrow night, the first of what I believe is around 17 or 18 straight week installments, just like last football season.
Joe Lisi.
Of the Go for the Two College Football Snags, a weekly staple on the bench since week zero kicks off on Saturday. Normally it's going to be Thursday nights. Well, every Thursday will be Joe with the College Snags, but this week it's a Friday. Joe had a date tonight. So we will get the first installment of 17 straight weeks. This shows you football is back. The Joe Lisi Go for the Two Football Snags on the bench. Back.
How about your boy Go for the Two, Joe Lisi, back on the mahogany, waxing up poetically every week, doing college football. We'll talk about everything, money line spreads, big games, all the picks every week. We'll usually do it on Thursdays, but Friday, tomorrow night, we'll get him in and bang it out. Sounds fun. Real quick, tomorrow night we'll also get into all these games for Saturday and Sunday in the final pre-worthless games in the NFL. And then tomorrow night we got four games. The Vikings Chiefs is on while we're on, I mean, the tail end of it, right? The second half, at least. Vikings Chiefs on NFL Network. That one will be on. I mean, the other games all start too early. They'll almost be over by the time we get on the air. But we'll talk about Saturday's games, Sunday's games. Right now, Yankees and A's are 6-6. I'll tell you, the Dodgers up 4-0 on the Padres in the ninth, and the Mariners 4-1 over the Royals. See you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast.